I like me. I like me. I like me. This is an instant illumination that I say for myself 100 million times a day. 100 million times, zillion, billion, trillion, beyond count, a lifetime. But I like me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I like me. I put the causes in motion to bring about results that I like. Now, you often hear me say, I like me, and I really feel that I can never say it enough. I can never proclaim sufficiently, adequately, enough how much I like me. Because when I say I like me, I'm putting a cause in motion. When I say I like me, I'm putting a concept into motion that brings about a result in my life that is so fantastic, so remarkable, so uplifting, so enfolding, that everything in my life is wonderful. People look at me and they say, how can you always say I like me? People look at me and say, sure, I wish I could say I like me. You can say you like me because, you know, you're a nice guy. Well, you are too. You are too. You're a nice guy too. You're a beautiful person. You're a wonderful person because I like me. And when I like me, everything I see in my world, I like. Oh, come on now, Herb. You mean you look at war and you look at pestilence, you look at problems, you look at illnesses and you say that they're good? No. I look at people who are unaware of their wholeness, people who are unaware of their abundance, people who are unaware of their harmony and right action, and I see them aware of their harmony, their right action, their peace, their abundance, their wholeness. I see them aware of it. I don't look at people and see the illusions, see the appearances that sometimes they seem to wrestle out of nowhere and try to pretend that it's real. But I see right through that. I see with the eyes of the divine within me. And with my looking through the eyes of the divine within me, I see everybody beautiful. I see everybody whole and perfect. I see everybody just like me. I see everybody happy and filled with joy and filled with right action and filled with love. I see everybody who is living on the face of the earth, enjoying all the wonderful things that exist because they are looking with their eyes. They're looking with the divine within them. They're looking with the truth about them. And though they might be struggling a little bit to come to that awareness because of past experiences, they let those past experiences go. They let those past experiences go, and they let all things that are past go. And they live in this moment now. They're not anticipating tomorrow. They're not remembering the past. They're living now. And they're saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, to themselves, shouting it out as they walk in the mountaintops, as they stand on the hilltops, and they're living it, loving it, believing it, knowing it, enjoying it, experiencing it in all that they do. I like me. As the saying in a movie was, what's there not to like? As the man was asked, do you like yourself? And he says, oh, what's there not to like? What is there not to like about you, about me, about all in the world, about my neighbor? What's there not to like about my mother, my dad, my sisters and brothers, my family, my friends, my co-workers, the people in my world? What's there not to like? What's there not to like about my minister, my priest, my rabbi? What's there not to like about my abbot? What's there not to like about my abbess? What's there not to like about all of the people in my world? What's there not to like about the gurus? What's there not to like about the beautiful people in the world who are going around living what they believe, sharing what they believe, loving what they believe, and being happy and saying, I like me, I like me. And do you think those people don't like themselves? If they didn't like themselves, you wouldn't believe in what they teach, and you wouldn't believe in them, and you would soon turn them off and say, adios, amigos. I'm going another direction. I'm going the direction of I like me. I'm going the direction of I am peace. I'm going the direction of all is in divine order. I'm going the direction of this is a great and a wonderful world. It's a world that's so filled with every good, beautiful, fantastic, glorious thing that it is my world, my truth, my love, my all. It is all that matters, and I am all that matters. This is the truth about me. This is the truth about who and what I am. This is the truth about the magic that makes up my life. This is the truth about all that I am or ever will be. For I am not anything else other than the total perfection of goodness, right action, peace, and truth. I like me. I like me because that's all I know about. And when I go around and talk to people, I like me. And they like to have me in their world. They say, hey, come on, play with us, be with us. It's nice to have you in our company. You've got good vibrations. You got a good attitude. You're fantastic. I like you. Come on now. Be part of our world. Be part of our family. Be part of our life. When a person likes himself, they can afford to be humble. They can afford to be gentle. They can afford to be courteous. They can afford to be kind. They can afford to be loving in every possible way. They can afford to be unconditionally loving, where they do not have any judgment or possession in their beingness. And when people are like this, what happens to their world? Oh my, oh my, oh my. Their world is fantastic. Their world is good. Their world is great. Their world is something so fabulous that all the world wants to jump up and down and say, yes, 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 yes. I like that. 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 And when the world says, yes, 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 I like that. I like that. Do you know what happens? When all the world jumps up and down and says, yes, I like that, then there is such a harmony in the world, such a peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There's such an unconditional love. Everybody loves his brother, not his brother's keeper. That's not where we're at. We're not our brother's keeper. We don't have responsibility for taking care of our brother or feeding our brother or housing our brother or loving our brother. We have only the responsibility to house and feed and love ourselves and whomever we choose to create in our world. And if our brother is one whom we create in our world, then our brother receives all the blessings that we are and that we give. If our mom or dad, our sisters and brothers, if our aunts or uncles or cousins, if our grandma and grandpas, if our friends, if our neighbors. I remember how when I was growing up, the neighbor's children were all fairly wealthy families, but they didn't have a lot of cash to spend. And so food was kind of hard to come by in a lot of these families. And we had five kids, and Pop built houses, and he got cash on hand. And so he was always in the black, and he was able to buy food, and the neighbor kids would want to leave our house at supper time, and Mom would say, oh, do you want to stay for supper? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they would stay for supper, and they would enjoy a full supper with all of us and enjoy it so fully. We were not their keepers. We were not their masters, but we were their unconditional lovers. We invited them to share with us. We invited them to be with us. And they loved it, and they revered my dad, my mom, and us kids with great love and great joy because we gave of whatever we had, and we gave it beautifully. Now, their parents owned factories and other things, and they had lots of big things, but they couldn't give them away. They couldn't share them. They couldn't do anything with it. They had all of their money tied down in machinery and equipment and in objects that were to be sold, and so forth, and they just didn't have it. But you see, when You share whatever you have. You're not your brother's keeper. What you are is you're the creator of your world, and everyone in your world you love unconditionally. Everyone in your world you love with the love of a mother, of a father, of a sister, of a brother. You love with the love of an uncle, of an aunt, of a cousin. You love with all the love that anyone can ever know. And that love that you develop, loving in early years of your life, stays with you all the days of your world. And wherever you go, that love stands out from you. You don't know it. You built it at an early age, and it's just part of your character, part of your nature. And all the world looks at you and says, that's a nice person. All the world looks at you and says, that's an honest person. All the world looks at you and says, that's a generous person. All the world looks at you and says, that's a loving person. All the world looks at you and says, that is good and very good. Just like the divine in the creation of the world said, all the creation is good and very good. Can we do any less than God? Can we be any less than the divine? Can we be any less than the all, the good, the beautiful, the true, the magnificent? Can we? I don't think so. I think if we just be ourselves and have fun, just love the world, and say, I like me, 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 I like me. And when we say that, when we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, all the doors of heaven flood open and outpour the goodness that we are. Enter with me into this allness today by saying, I like me, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.